It's May 12th, 2008, and we're sitting in the home of Dr. and Mrs. Harry Beejan. And this is an interview that has long time been coming. We've been working at this for 3 years, and we finally made it happen, and we're in beautiful Hubbard Lake, Michigan to do this. So welcome to all of you, and welcome to one of my best friends and one of my greatest teachers, Dr. Harry Beejan. Thanks for doing this, Dr. Beejan.
Thank you.
We're going to have some fun. We're going to get right to it because we got a lot of information to get in a short amount of time. Can you start off by telling us, I mean, and you literally are one of the icons. You're a legend in the band conducting world, and I know you don't like to hear about that, but that's why we're here. Can you tell us about when you were young and your times when you were growing up and how you got associated with music?
Yes, I got associated with music in the fifth grade when I heard that a junior high school band in an outdoor concert, and I heard the band director, an old gentleman who looked like he was 65 years old to the young kid, and he played the cornet. And that caught me when I heard him play, and so that's when I fell in.
And you became a cornet player?
Huh?
That was your instrument?
Yeah, that was my instrument. And when I went to the first class, I was in about the fifth grade, he handed me a beat up old con cornet that was dirty, and he says, "Here, take this home and wash it, and here's a fingering chart. Learn the fingerings, and then we'll go from there." So that was the beginning, and the old gentleman was a very kindly sort, but he didn't do any more teaching. This is how you do this, and this is how you do that, besides showing me how to hold the instrument, how to blow, and form an embouchure, and so on. So from there on. And I used to go and listen to any concerts that I could walk to, or go by streetcar, because it was in the Depression period, and there was no money to drive somewhere.
What was your family like? Tell us about your family at home.
My father and mother were immigrants. They were Armenians who had come to this country because they saw there was no future in Turkey, and my father came over first to try to get a job and earn enough money to bring my mother to this country. And in the meantime, World War I had started, and the Turks were killing off Armenians.
Right.
And my mother was caught there, and then they were displaced. They were marched across the desert, and they died. And the history books say that that was a genocide, and so that's the background. And I tell you that because I couldn't, when I started school here in this country, I was born in Pontiac, Michigan, but when I started school, I didn't know any English. I learned it in school.
So you couldn't speak English when you started your beginning school career?